Prodigy TV.
This is Martin Zender broadcasting in the wind, continuing to take advantage of the absence of the Canadians to make videos on their patio here in front of the cottage, which adjoins the house I live in and my laundry room. I'm going to interrupt temporarily my dissertation on the high points of my book Beyond Politics to bring you some, well, I consider it breaking news concerning Israel and the building of the third temple and the sacrifices that are now being offered near the Temple Mount. This is exciting news. If you have not noticed, allow me to bring it to your attention. You know me, I don't talk about the end times. I don't use that phrase, end times, because it's just too Christian-y. I prefer the final years of Millennium 6. We are in the final years of Millennium 6. That's the language I want to use. I encourage us all to use it because it will distinguish us from the standard issue Christian end time people who are only parroting the mainstream Christian views on what Jesus Christ predicted many places in Scripture about the end of this eon. I prefer to call it the final years of Millennium 6. We are in a 7,000 year plan. God laid out a 7,000 year plan from the creation of Adam. 6,000 years given to humanity to rule and to misrule, and then 1,000 years of peace given to the people of Israel. I'm also going to avoid using the term J-E-W because whenever I talk about the J-E-W-S, I seem to get tagged. They're spying on me. I think, was it YouTube or was it Facebook? Somebody posted one of my shows on Facebook and I was a little too heavy on the J word, and so they got a little nervous. They think that anybody that mentions that is somehow anti-Semitic. It's not. We love Israel. I love Israel because God loves Israel. And as we discover how close Israel is to the fulfillment of their prophecies, then we, as members of the body of Christ, must be even closer to our expectation. This is the era. We are living in the time. I'm convinced of that. There's too many things happening. We're in the year 5991 from Adam. We're counting years from Adam. We're not counting the AD years. Many people would say this is 2019. No, it's 5991. That means there are 9 years left until the end of Millennium 6 and the beginning of Millennium 7, which begins the 1,000 year kingdom come to earth. We know that as part of prophecy, there must be a false temple because the man of lawlessness must enter into that false temple at the middle of the last 7 years and declare himself to be God. That will mark the beginning of the most ferocious times ever known on this planet, described in the book of the Unveiling, otherwise known as the book of Revelation, which I spent 800 shows and 4 years detailing for you. This morning I was sitting out here at 5:30 a.m. and boy, I was just talking to God and I was enjoying the quiet, and I know why Jesus went to the mountains to pray in the morning. He went to get away from everything. And things seem more real then, and God seems to speak more clearly before the hustle and bustle of the day begins. It was that way for our Lord. I think it's that way for us. And five shows came to me in a short period of time. What I want to tell you concerning the final years of Millennium 6. If this doesn't get you excited about things, I don't know what will. On September 23rd, 2017, there was a sign in the heavens. It was a conjunction of planets and stars in the constellation of Virgo that I believe, was a fulfillment of the constellation shown John in Revelation or Unveiling chapter 12. I talked about this back in 2017. This sign was real. A sign means that things are beginning to happen. The sign did not indicate that something would happen on that day. I thought it was possible that something could happen on that day, but a sign is just that. It's a post, just like a sign that says New York City 50 miles. It's a sign that you're getting near. And the question has been posed to me since that time, Martin, is anything of significance happened since September 23rd, 2017? Yeah, I'll say so. 3 months later, only 3 months later, in December of 2017, Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And for some reason, nobody else had done that. It seems strange. Other presidents promised to recognize it, but they didn't. And as I've said, the way is going to be cleared for things to happen on the political stage that have never happened before, simply because it's time for it. And God wants it to happen now. So it won't be necessarily a case of a political genius or legislative daring do. It will simply be that it's time for it. So 3 months after that sign, Jerusalem was recognized by the United States as the capital of Israel. This was an important political move because I believe that this clears the way for the building of the third temple, which will be a false temple, but the Israelites think that it's great. They're all excited. There's been a group who has been preparing for this. They have been sacrificing. They built a makeshift altar, but in March of 2018, they sacrificed within meters of the Temple Mount. This was a big deal because according to Israel, they have to sacrifice on the Temple Mount. That is their ultimate goal, to be as close to the Temple Mount as they can. And before they couldn't get very, very close. But in March of 2018, I mean, they are actually sacrificing lambs. Do you understand that? They're actually sacrificing lambs in Jerusalem. This couldn't happen until Israel came back into the land in 1967. So this is important. Now, I have some articles here I'm going to quote from. I'm going to start with one that I think is kind of humorous, then I'm going to get to the more serious ones. This is from BreakingIsraelNews.com. This is from April 19th of 2016. The writer is Adam Eliyahu. Adam Eliyahu says this: one of the highlights of the Jewish year, the Passover offering, is making a comeback. Well, what do you know? On Monday, a reenactment presented the biblical commandment in its full glory, which is fortunate. That is the biblical commandment to sacrifice a lamb on the Passover. Of course, modern Israel ignores the fact that that this is no longer to be done. But as I said, you need to be reminded of this constantly, that any activity you see in Israel today is the building of the false. The false must come before the true. So this whole political recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, it's important to establish the falsehood. The building of some kind of temple is important for the falsehood to be set up so the falsehood could be destroyed. There must be the false before there is the true. Continuing with the article. On Monday, a reenactment presented the biblical commandment in its full glory, which is fortunate since many rabbis, listen to this, this is kind of funny, Many rabbis believe that neglecting this important mitzvah, the Torah commandment, even in the absence of a temple, has grave consequences for Israel. Yeah, it's gravely consequential for Israel if they don't observe this mitzvah, if they don't sacrifice the Passover lamb. Notwithstanding the fact that I would say the thing that had the gravest consequences of all for Israel was them killing their Messiah. I would say that was the consequential thing, Mr. Rabbis. Not the fact that you have neglected offering the Passover lamb here in the final years of Millennium 6. This just goes to show the complete ignorance, the blindness of this people. Martin, don't get so upset. God blinded them. I know, I'm just commenting on it. I know God blinded Israel. And it's evident in every single site that's dedicated to Israel. And I'm going to read a couple more. This one is from Breaking Israel News. Of course, they're all deceived. They're all blind. They're all deluded. Grave consequences for Israel if we don't offer the Paschal lamb. Yeah. What about that grave consequence of rejecting your Messiah? I say that is even graver. Now I'm going to quote from Israel Today. This is from Monday, March 26, 2018. Religious Jewish factions say they are moving ever closer to the realization of the Third Temple in Jerusalem. This is important. This is exciting for us. You might say, Martin, again, who cares about what Israel is doing? Don't you understand? If Israel is close, and if things are starting to happen in Jerusalem, which they are, then we are even closer. We know by these corroborating events that these are the final years of Millennium 6. Listen, Israel doesn't need a temple to sacrifice. They have an altar. Of course, it lacks for them because they would love to have that altar in a temple. But until the temple is built, they're, as that other article said, reenacting it. But they are actually killing lambs. There's currently a law in Jerusalem where they can't kill the lambs on the site. So they have to kill the lambs elsewhere, but they bring the lambs to their homemade altar. It's a makeshift altar. I don't care. That's the thing. I don't care how crappy the altar is. I don't care if it's made of plexiglass or cardboard. It doesn't matter. It's the idea that there are priests doing this, and they're inching closer and closer and closer to the Temple Mount. The latest evidence of this is police authorization granted on Sunday for a Passover sacrificial ceremony to be held just tens of meters from where the Second Temple once stood. That would be Herod's Temple, the Second Temple, the Temple Jesus hung out in. The First Temple was Solomon's Temple. This is from March 26, 2018, 6 months after the sign of September 23rd, 2017, which was seen by John in the Revelation in chapter 12. Go back to some of my shows. Go to the Revelation series, go to the archives, and there you will see, you will be able to watch me talk about this sign as it happens. No need to go over it again now. Just know this, that something happened in the celestials that had never happened in 6,000 years, according to secular star apps, planetary apps on a computer built by non-religious people, showed this alignment that had never happened before taking place on that day. Yeah. Religious groups have been holding public Passover sacrifices in accordance with the biblical outline for years, but never before, listen to this, never before have they been permitted to conduct the ceremony so close to the Temple Mount, which the Muslims claim as their own, even as they deny the holy site holds any religious or historical significance for the Jewish Israelite people. Last year, the Passover sacrifice was conducted in the courtyard of the nearby Herva Synagogue, in the Jewish quarter of Jerusalem's Old City, some 450 yards from the Temple Mount. This year, that is March 26, 2018, it will take place at the Davidson Center, an archaeological park situated at the southern foot of the Sacred Plateau and just below the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Big news. Big news. Next article. This is from timesofisrael.com. Palestinians to protect Friday after Jews sacrifice lambs near Temple Mount. This is from March 5th, 2019. As Gazans gear up for March of Return Friday, Al-Aqsa Mosque leader pans court's approval for ancient ritual just below Flashpoint site. The Flashpoint site. Boy, that term is pregnant with whispers of war, I would say. The Flashpoint site? Yes, everything for them centers around the Temple Mount. But do you think in your wildest dreams that anybody's going to tear down the Dome of the Rock to build this third temple? No, they're not. But who cares? It doesn't matter. They're going to get as close as they can. And if there's a peace treaty with Israel, which there will be soon between Israel and the Palestinians, then I believe that will be brokered by Donald Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. It's in the cards. Now forget the cards. It's in the scripture. There has to be a false temple. And again, it doesn't have to be a magnificent building. Some people are looking for the colonnades and the overlaid gold and the cherubim. It's going to be probably a sick replica, but it's false. Yeah, because the fourth temple is going to be built by Jesus Christ during the 1,000 years. Palestinians across, this is by Sue Sirks. The Times of Israel, March 5th, 2019. No, I'm sorry. This is from, even better, March 28th, 2018. That's when this stuff first happened, that they got so close to the Temple Mount. That was last year. And it was 6 months after the sign of September 23rd, 2017. The sign that things were near and things were happening. And indeed they are. Palestinians across East Jerusalem will hold mass protests on Friday in the wake of a court-approved Passover sacrifice ceremony held by religious Jews close to the Temple Mount on Monday, the leader of the city's Al-Aqsa Mosque announced. The Jerusalem District Court gave the go-ahead for the Bible-mandated ritual of slaughtering the Paschal Lamb. Not on the Temple Mount, the holiest site for Jews, but just below it in the Davidson Complex. Who? The Davidson Complex. Doesn't sound too holy, does it? The Davidson Complex. That's why it's so easy to overlook this stuff, because we're looking for epic terms. We're looking for Temple Mount. We're looking for the Davidson Complex. That's not the wording we're looking for. But don't be tricked by the fact that this information is being presented in a low-key way. And don't be worried that this information isn't being trumpeted and broadcast from mainstream news sources. I'm glad it's not. To me, the fact that it's not is evidence that something really is happening. Sheikh Ekrem Sabri, Imam of Al-Aqsa, Islam's third holiest shrine, said Tuesday, quote, "We will not recognize the court's decision because it has no right to discuss the subject. The decision harms and provokes the faithful, especially as this Friday marks Land Day." What the hell is Land Day? I have no idea. These people are all fussing and fuming over details. It's like we're looking to the current crop of Israelites to be able to dissect this, to give us appropriate details, when these are the same people who missed their Messiah. They're not too bright, because God has blinded them. Land Day is commemorated annually by Palestinians throughout Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza to mark the day in 1976 when an Israeli government announcement of plans to expropriate land, Arab land, led to clashes in which 6 Arab Israelis were killed. Sorry to hear that. I don't like it when anybody's killed. The Torah mandates the sacrifice of the Paschal Lamb on the eve of Passover, also to be marked on Friday evening. According to the Bible, the meat is to be eaten on the first night of the festival, together with the unleavened bread, the matzah, and bitter herbs. Oh, aren't they on the ball? Woo! They're observing the law, but not really. As usual, Israel is after the letter of the law, but they're completely missing the spirit of it. Though only religiously mandated during the time of the Jewish temples, in recent years, fringe groups, I love these fringe groups, they're our best friends. Go fringe groups. Fringe groups of right-wing religious Jews committed to rebuilding the temple have been working to revive ancient rituals, quote, in preparation, unquote, for its return to the Temple Mount. Yes, they know how to do it. They're practicing. They're getting ready. They got all their tools, all their instruments. They're bringing in the poor lambs. Sorry about your luck, but this is necessary. It has to happen. Today, the Al-Aqsa Mosque stands on the same mount. Channel 13, Channel 13, stand back now, reported that hundreds of activists took part in Monday's event. Good for them. Men dressed in biblical garb danced and purified themselves. Good thing. Good things. Good thing to purify yourself. Good job. Good job. You're right. On the ball. On the ball. Members of the priestly tribe, which of course would be Levi, recited the traditional blessing. Thank God it's traditional. And two sheep were ritually slaughtered. I'm sorry about that. It wasn't my idea. And their meat roasted. While last year's ceremony took place in the Jewish quarter, this year's gathering, March 2018, was not only widely advertised, but also broadcast on giant screens. Get this, on giant screens near the Al-Aqsa Mosque, according to Channel 13. Take that, doubters. This was on Channel 13. Interesting, 13 is a horrible number in Scripture. Perfect. Channel 13. Among the active participants were Likud lawmaker Yehuda Glick. Yehuda, I can see that. It's a beautiful Israelite name, but Glick must be part New York in there. I'm not going to go on here because it's more of the same. I want to go to the next article, which is from the Jerusalem Post. This also is from March of 2018. That was the critical time. You see things happening here in March of 2018? That's 6 months after September 2017, I think. October, November, December, January, February, March. Yes, I am correct. Hundreds of activists and supporters attended the annual exercise of the Passover sacrifice that was conducted for the first time next to the Southern Wall. The first time. And if you don't believe it, watch Channel freaking 13. For the first time. Next to the Southern Wall at the foot of the Temple Mount. They're getting scarily close to the Temple Mount. And pretty soon, they're going to have their own temple. And when I say pretty soon, I mean pretty soon. Because these things are going to happen swiftly, as John tells us at his first comments in the book of the unveiling of Jesus Christ. Things which must occur swiftly. Folks, we're beyond the days when things just plod along. And we wait months and months and years before something of significance happens. No, we are now in the era where things are going to happen rapidly, like dominoes kick, falling down. Oh, I can't wait to make the show about why I believe that Daniel chapter 7 has already been fulfilled. The four beasts. This has been completely overlooked, even by myself. It took sitting back here on my little chair at 5:30 this morning, smoking a cigarette, and it hit me. It's like, how did I miss this? Daniel chapter 7 has already been fulfilled. That is the stamping down of the Eastern religions by the West. But it hasn't made news because nobody wants to report it. But that part's done. I'm going to get into that in detail later this week. What's today? Wednesday. All right, later this week. The fact that both Israel police and the Jerusalem municipality permitted them to conduct the ceremony in that location might indicate a warming of ties. What do you know? It might just indicate a warming of ties between officials and the Temple Mount activists. I love these activists. They're a fringe group now, but there are more and more, and they're getting more popular. And there's a warming of ties. Did you hear that? Warming of ties between officials and the Temple Mount activists. In other words, these people are becoming less fringe. I mean, the traditionalists, the scripture meisters who at least recognize the first five books of the Bible must realize that, yes, in our delusion, we must be sacrificing. We must be offering the Passover lamb, but we can't do it unless we have a temple. But even Israel, when they came out of Babylon, did it without a temple. They threw up an altar. I don't care if the altar is made of pressed wood. I don't care if they get it at, you know, Home Depot. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's the idea that it's happening. This is incredible. A warming of ties between officials and Temple Mount activists, as well on the growing popularity of the movement. I'm still quoting, the growing popularity of the movement. The ceremony on Monday, which included the slaughtering of the two lambs, and a demonstration of the work of the Kohanim, don't ask me what that is, was attended by senior national religious rabbis, including Yisrael Ariel and Dov Lior. You got these guys there? Yisrael Ariel and Dov Lior? And tell me you don't have a movement. And they're on Channel 13? Tell me you don't have a movement. Oh, you have a movement. M.K. Yehuda Glick, that guy, Glick, remember him? A former senior Temple Mount activist attended the event as well. Need I say more? Glick was there. Need I say more? In one sense, I'm completely mocking this because these are children playing with Tinker Toys. These are children playing a game. They completely missed their boat. They're not even in left field. They're not even in the park. To be in left field, you have to be on the baseball field, inside the stadium. No. They're not even outside the parking lot having tailgate parties. That's how far off they are. And yet, well, we all know the world has gone stupid. We all know that. And people are playing games, political games, mind games, and yet this has to happen. I mean, I think it's even a game and the ultimate stupidity when people try to take over other countries. I laugh at them. It's like, why are you squabbling over real estate? Like this whole Israeli-Palestinian thing, they're squabbling over little parcels, strips of land. I'm like, it's the stupidest thing I can even think of. And yet, it's a big deal to them. We must have this land. Who freaking cares? Obviously, these people are not tuned in to what's important, to the God of the universe, to their own God. They're thinking so small and they're so important, and they blow their trumpets. They bring in the land. It's a big deal. Big deals. Glick was there on Channel 13. I have a quote from Glick to the Jerusalem Post. This is none other than Yehuda Glick. And this is what he said to the Jerusalem Post. And I quote, we started here, I'm going to try to do this. We started here over a decade ago. I have no idea what accent I'm doing, but I have to do something here. This could be Asian. It could be German. I have no idea. We started here over a decade and a half ago with just a handful of people. And now we have hundreds of people coming. Woo! Unquote. That last part, woo! That wasn't a direct quote. I want to be careful here. I don't misquote Yehuda Glick. Asif Fried, a spokesman for the Temple Mount activist movement, said he was thrilled with the event. I am too. Put that in there. Martin Zender is thrilled with the event, adding that, quote, when 10,000 will attend, we will do it up on the Temple Mount itself. Is that interesting to you? It is to me.